my God, and guide me in your truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the occupational hazards of being a priest is having to do funerals. If you're wondering why I have not had morning masses and I've been sleeping in and letting Father Pius do all the work, it's because I've had 7 funerals in 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I had the funeral for the very sad passing of Stacy Forsgren, a young lady who left behind 3 young children. Last Monday was the funeral for Arthur Rideout Sr., a man who was always ready with a compliment. When I saw him, he said I was good looking, so I really like him. On Thursday was a funeral for Charlene Dean, a woman beautiful, both on the outside as well as on the inside. On Monday of this week, 2 days ago, was a funeral for Mary Ann Huck. Her maiden name was Kleck, who was 97 years old and had seen pretty much everything in life. Yesterday was Bill Etzkorn's funeral, who always gave me a Coke and a smile whenever I would take him Holy Communion on First Fridays. And next Monday will be the funeral of Blanche Tinder, another wonderful and faithful IC parishioner. I once heard it said that you know you're getting old when you know more people in heaven than you do on earth. Well, I've gotten a lot older these past 2 weeks. Whoever said that funerals come in threes never worked at IC Church. Another friend texted me and said, "You're burying half of Fort Smith, Father John." Funerals are a priest's occupational hazard. But I found that this occupational hazard can also be an occupational blessing. How so? Well, funerals don't just make you think more about death. They can also help you think more about life. 2 life lessons have really hit me forcefully through all these funerals. First, I've learned that life can be short. No one is guaranteed a long life, like the life of Stacy Forsgren, who died in her 40s. So make the most of it. Don't become so busy or caught up in the rat race that you don't stop to smell the roses, like visiting your elderly parents, telling your spouse you truly love them, going out on a date night, going fishing with your grandchildren, playing cards with your family, like Bill Etzkorn loved to do. Simply stop and be alive. Secondly, death reminds us that this life is not the only life that there is. But we may look forward to the next life, hopefully in heaven, after we are purified and perfected in purgatory. You know, I've had to counsel several terminally ill people lately who obviously have to think a lot about death, their own death. Sometimes their pain and their suffering makes them wish for death, and they feel guilty for wanting to die. I suggest that they shouldn't long for death so much as they should long for the life after death. And death is the doorway. In other words, death blesses us by making us appreciate this life and also by making us look forward to the next life. St. Paul writes to the Corinthians in his second letter, "If the ministry of death was so glorious, how much more will the ministry of the Spirit be glorious?" Now, clearly, that's a mysterious thing to say. But maybe it means that priests who do a lot of ministry of death, like funerals, shouldn't forget they likewise conduct simultaneously a ministry of the Spirit, who gives life, both in this world and in the next. In other words, and very ironically, death itself becomes a great life lesson. Of course, the Knights of Columbus would not be surprised by any of this. Their motto is, "Tempus fugit, memento mori," which means, "Time flies, remember death." If you're the pastor of IC, it's impossible to forget it. Praised be Jesus Christ.